This morning, a breakfast attended by Prime Minister Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten marked 20 years since the original Bringing Them Home report recognised the stolen generation.
It's about putting Aboriginal people in control of their own lives and their own decision making. You know, we all ask ourselves, what is the change that we want to see? What is the change that we want to be? And the change I see is that Aboriginal people have healthier lives, happier lives, where they have the space and the place to be in control of their own lives.
But Indigenous groups still say the recommendations of the report have failed to be addressed. Today, the Healing Foundation presented a new report outlining unresolved issues they say the government has failed to act upon. I was fortunate enough to chat with Healing Foundation Chair Steve Larkin about the topic, and I started by asking him what the shortcomings of the 1997 Bringing Them Home report were.
The main shortcoming is that of the 54 recommendations, most were only partially or inadequately implemented, and quite a number not at all. So 20 years on, we've had little action.
The new report tabled a few other suggestions and, well, what were some of those?
Our first priority area was for a comprehensive needs analysis. It's been 20 years since the report was first tabled in Parliament. We're 20 years on, and the stolen generation members from that time are now 20 years older. They're an ageing population, so their needs have changed. We've also asked for a national reparations framework so that we can ensure that financial redress is available to stolen generation members, but also that sits alongside provision of more customised specific services tailored to the needs of the stolen generation. And the third area, a trauma-informed workforce. When stolen generation members and their families seeking treatment or seeking healing, they need to be confident that the service or program they're going to access has staff that understand their needs and are sensitive to them.
Do any of these facilities or centres exist already?
There are a number around the country, probably best to say unresourced, with high demand, not enough resources. And I think there's an expectation that people will just access mainstream services. And as I said, we find that those sort of Western approaches don't work.
What are some of the aspects of ongoing trauma that are being passed on to Indigenous children?
Well, of concern is the over-representation in the child protection system. So what we're seeing is a whole lot of children removed. We're seeing dysfunctional families, apart from the other socioeconomic indicators such as education, health, employment, and proportionate level of participation or experience there. So we think that a comprehensive approach is needed, one that allows the right design, the right level of resources, with the right partnerships.
Do you think there needs to be more awareness amongst the public as well still?
Yes, and that's why we're commemorating the 20-year report, because, you know, it was part of Australia's history, not the, you know, a tragic part of Australia's history. And these people are still living and the effects are still remembered and vivid. So we think that this sort of symbolism is really important for not just stolen generation members and Aboriginal peoples themselves, but also for Australia as a country.
Looking to the future, how do you see the issue being positively addressed?
I think there's a lot of goodwill in Australia at the moment. I think most Australians want to see the needs of stolen generation members addressed once and for all. And on that sort of note of optimism, I remain very positive.
What's your overall hope?
Well, my first hope is that the government and the a bipartisan approach, if you will, to recognising, acknowledging and resourcing the four priority areas that we've identified at stage one, and to actively engage with us and the stolen generation members to work through those so that we can, as I say, stop the cycle of intergenerational trauma and complete the healing process.